On today's show, Honda pushes out its CEO, the new Range Rover Evoque makes its first appearance, and why countries are dropping Euro fuel economy standards in favor of U.S. regulations. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily for February 23rd of 2015. Beginning last Friday, the U.S. started fining Takata $14,000 a day for not cooperating with the government's investigation into its defective airbags. NHTSA says Takata dumped 2.4 million pages of documents on the agency with no guidance as to what to look for, which is in violation of the law. In a statement, Takata denies it's not been cooperating and says it's been in regular contact with the agency. But until NHTSA is satisfied, Takata will be fined $14,000 every day. Last week, we reported that Honda CEO Takanobu Ito was fighting for his job because of all the recalls the company has been hit with. But now we've learned he just lost that battle. Honda announced that starting this June, Takahiro Hachigo, who's currently the company's managing officer, will take over as president and CEO. Ito will remain on the board and will also become director and advisor to Honda Motor. And we've got some sad news to report. Nissan's first U.S. president, Yutaka Katayama, has passed away at the age of 105. Known as Mr. K, he joined the company back in 1935 and retired in 1977. He's credited as being the father of the Datsun Z and has been inducted to both the American and Japanese Automotive Hall of Fame. Still to come, Range Rover reveals the new Evoque, the new F-150 is selling better than even Ford anticipated, and why U.S. fuel economy regulations are becoming the standard around the world.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion, and by Dow Automotive Systems, breakthrough technologies for lightweight vehicles.
Critics wondered whether truck buyers will go for a pickup made out of aluminum, but Ford says that based on December and January sales, the new F-150 is selling twice as fast as they expected. On Autoline this week, Joe Hinrichs, the president of Ford Americas, says their dealer orders are so strong that they're increasing production capabilities at Dearborn Diversified, Dearborn Stamping, and Kansas City to make even more trucks. By the way, Hinrichs says Ford sees the U.S. market staying strong for several years to come. Even with booming sales for 5 years, the average car is still more than 11 years old, and transaction prices are still rising, so those sales are not coming from incentives. They're the result of strong customer demand. You know, last week we showed you this teaser image of the headlights for the new Range Rover Evoque, and now we can show you the rest of the refreshed SUV. Changes to the outside include a new front bumper, two new grille designs, three wheel designs, and those previously mentioned LED headlamps. Moving to the inside, customers will notice new seats, door castings, a new infotainment system, colors and materials. Under the hood, the 2016 Evoque can now come equipped with JLR's Ingenium 4-cylinder diesel engines, making it the most efficient Land Rover ever made. Deliveries of the 2016 Evoque to over 170 markets worldwide begin in August. Well, you're going to have to color me impressed. It was just a matter of minutes from the time Friday's show was published that people started flooding the comments section with an answer to our barn find, an International Harvester KB series from the late 1940s. I'm serious. I was blown away how fast the correct answer came in. So impressed, I'd like to give a prize to the first person that I saw respond, which was Pedro Fernandez. Pedro, if you want it, we'd like to send you this Toyota Tundra watch. As always, just let us know in the comments section below. Coming up next, a look at why more countries are adopting U.S. fuel economy standards rather than Europe's.
For the people at Dow, racing is a sport and a science. We enjoy one and learn from the other. But like most competitive people, we like winning at both. This is the human element at work. Dow.
Most countries around the world traditionally followed Europe's fuel economy standards, but now countries are ditching them in favor of U.S. regulations. On last week's Autoline After Hours, we were joined by Oliver Schmidt, who runs powertrain development at Volkswagen. In the following clip, he explains why that's starting to happen.
So let's be honest, U.S. emission regulations are more stringent. And the vision that the U.S. is painting is, let's say, the future is brighter there than the future that's painted in Europe. It's based on the system. Here in U.S., if you negotiate with the agencies are those with the technical knowledge. So all your negotiations is really with the people with the technical knowledge. So they understand better what you talk about, and they look further in the future than they do in Europe. In Europe, you negotiate with politicians. And then you have all these lobbying groups. You have the lobbying group from the automotive industry. You have those from the certifying body, from German TÜV, or the equivalents in the other countries. So there, it's these negotiations are not as structured and not as straightforward as they are here in the U.S. And it seems that more and more countries realize this and think by adopting those standards that got written by technical experts, not by politicians, it's more likely that they will stay longer and that they have a more solid foundation.
So these technical experts are working for EPA?
Yeah, or? EPA and ARB. Uh-huh. So it's the rulemaking stuff here in Ann Arbor. It's the rulemaking stuff in Sacramento or El Monte. And they are working directly for the agency. And this is what you don't have. So in Europe, the regulations are written by politicians. They are put into a parliament and then decided in a parliament. Here in the U.S., the regulations are written by technical expert. They are put then into an NPRM, in a proposed rulemaking. And then the NPRM is signed by most likely the president, and it comes into effect. There is no big voting on it.
There's a lot of great info about powertrains in that show. So if you haven't done so already, you can watch that entire show right now on our website or on our YouTube channel. But that's a wrap for today's show. Thanks for watching. Please join us again tomorrow.